Are you struggling to get sales? Your old methods, your old strategies are not working. It was, and then it just stopped. Now, let me just get into some things here with Beauty Bosses Podcast. My name is Chanel, and we're just going to jump into some things now. The thing is that we have to go back to basics. That's right. Things are changing. The environment, let me just get into it. Okay. I said that before, but you should know that the economy had changed a lot and it does affect your business. It does affect your brand because it's 2023 and we're about like 6 to 5 months left in the year. You need to change your ways. You need to change your strategy, your marketing strategy, the way how you approach your customers, your clients. By the way, this is not only for beauty bosses, but for all bosses, all the female bosses out here, because I'm always out here for y'all, okay? So the strategies are old. I'm just gonna tell you like that. The ones that you've been using, your strategies, your marketing techniques, all the ways, they're old, okay? I just can't hide that fact, okay? You need to do something different. It's basically you need to change your strategies, change your way of marketing. And did you know that Instagram, social media, and I know Instagram in general, but in social media, they updated their system. Everything is different. And the way you approach your clients, your customers to gain attention to your brand is different. I know that when Reels had came out, when Instagram made Reels to keep up with TikTok, everybody starts to make Reels. If you had noticed, when TikTok came out, everybody was using TikTok, and then Instagram had to keep up with TikTok and they made Reels. And everybody, all the business owners, beauty bosses, if you're in the makeup industry, if you are in the nails, if you're doing nails for the girls, lashes, if you make wigs and sell wigs, any skincare and hair care, everything, all the business owners made Reels. As soon as Instagram rolled out with Reels, everybody was making Reels and everybody was getting a lot of views, a lot of likes, a lot of attention. And then all of a sudden, when Instagram did an update, everything had slowed down a lot. You no longer get a high amount of views. The numbers they dropped a lot. And you had wondered what happened. The thing is with social media, it basically, once it updates their system and know that when Reels first came out, everybody was making Reels like hotcakes. It was coming out. It was crazy. The numbers were, you were getting like 1,000 views, 2,000 views, and the popular influencers were getting about 2.k, like in all of those type of view numbers. But now that this is not the first time social media had updated their system, they just updated their system like 2 months ago or a month ago, and things are slowing down again. You need to start doing pictures again, post pictures again, and make sure that you have your caption, and it's all about the captions. I know not a lot of people read captions nowadays, but everything, you have to go back to basics. That's the thing. A lot of people had forgotten the basics and forgotten how to capture your audience, your followers, your clients' attention. You had forgotten the old methods, and you need to start using the old methods again. And how to do that is basically you need to do your post. You have to post photos, pictures, and mix them up. Do photos for a couple of days and then do Reels for a couple of days and just kind of mix and match with those. You need to properly plan, because if you are posting content on your brand page, you have to properly plan and you have to edit. You need to take the time to edit. Yes, you may not be a professional editor with videos and pictures, and you might not know what you're doing, but practice makes perfect. There's a lot of apps, especially AI. The AI is out now, and there's apps with AI that makes your photos look really professional. So what you have to do is make sure you have a good camera. I know there are iPhone 14, and then soon there'll be iPhone 15 that would roll out in September. Yes, I just dropped a gem. So use your iPhone 14. If you don't have an iPhone 14, make sure that your camera takes really good pictures, and make sure you're not using the front camera, use the back camera, because the back camera has good quality picture taking and videos than the front camera. Okay, so make sure that you're using the back camera. If you don't have anyone that will take pictures for you, make sure you get a tripod and all of that, because it's all about videos and pictures. So make sure that you are taking really good pictures, because building a content, it has to have great quality. Yes, there's a 4K for videos, and then the AI, you have to have really good quality. And I can't stress that out enough, because if you're taking crappy pictures, you're not gonna get much likes. You're not gonna get much followers with your videos if you're taking really bad, crappy pictures. And I'm sorry with my language, I keep it real with y'all. And for my OGs, listeners with the podcast, y'all know that I keep it real. Okay, so you need to adapt to the new social media updates. And as I did mention, mix and match, like for a couple of days, reels, and then, or you could do make a real video today, and then tomorrow post a video. Okay, you could do that, mix and match, plan, and use your content. And make sure you basically sit down and plan properly. And don't just rush to make a video for a reel or rush to do a photo. You have to properly plan and strategize and study your audience, your Instagram audience. I will get more deeper into this in another episode, but let me just continue with dropping more gems for y'all, okay? And when I say y'all, I meant like for all my listeners, okay? So I'm sorry with the, the American accent, but I love y'all so much. And this is how I speak. Okay, so now, the other thing to get back into basics that is like the old method is get back into engaging with your followers. Engage with them, speak with them, likes their photos and their videos, comment, not emojis. I know a lot of y'all, I sat back and I've been watching some things been happening. A lot of y'all are using so much emojis. Like if you see one of the popular influencers post a video or a great photo, because they, like, honestly, these popular influencers, they had stepped up their game a lot, and I seen that. And especially when AI, the pictures, like AI, like it's been wow, amazing. So you be wanting to make yourself known towards the popular influencers by dropping a comment under their page, like under their pictures or videos. You are not putting words, you're putting emojis. Stop with the emojis. Yes, the picture is fire and you're putting the fire emoji like five times in the comments. Like, no, put words. Make yourself known with words. If you've seen your popular influencer, the picture, you're like, wow, like this is amazing, whatever that's in your mind, just to like, oh, you look gorgeous, or this is really amazing, like, you know, just something nice. don't just put emojis like heart emojis or the emojis with the heart eyes. Like, use your words. Get back into engaging with people. And I know there's a lot, like, this days, this is 2023, and everybody's just scrolling, like, scroll, emojis, scroll, you get it. But you need to basically start speaking words, not just scroll, like, no, that is not, it doesn't cut it anymore. And you need to basically change your ways, change things, because if you want your brand to be noticed, if you want your business to grow, if you want to gain followers and you want to convert your followers into sales on your website, you need to make sure that you're dropping great content and not just talk to your friends that is following your brand your business page. You need to go outside, like, think outside the box. Basically, go into your friend's page or go into one of the followers that you don't really know. Go into the followers page, comment on their pages, like comment on their comment on their photos, videos, and then go into their followers and just start, like, you know, talking to random people, like, oh, that, I love that picture, or oh, that picture is fire, or, you know, just like or follow them. And basically, this is how you gain followers. Okay, this is how you gain followers. And as a business, you have to be keeping it real and transparent, not just because you want followers. If you're following that person and you want to follow back, don't be like, oh, follow for follow. That does not work no more. That was way back in 2003. Follow to follow, follow for follow. No, don't do that. So don't be going into their DMs and start throwing like sales or promotion codes and stuff. You need to make sure that you're building trust, because as a business owner, you have to build trust between you and your followers and whoever, because as I said, like, I mentioned this way before, like years ago, the word of your business spreads a lot. So if a customer have bought something from you and they really like it, or if they got their nails or their makeup done by you, or got their hair done by you, of course they will tell their friends, because their friends would want to know, like, who did your nails, or who did your makeup, or who did your hair, or where did you get the skirt from, or the shoes, or the purse. Of course they would want to know. So the thing is, like, make sure that you are being real and transparent and give great customer service, because not a lot, like, I've been seeing so many things been happening, and honestly, I can speak more and teach more and drop more gems right now, but I don't want to have this episode too long, and I know that my OGs listeners don't like to have too long episodes, because I know it's a bit like everybody's busy. Everybody is listening during lunch break, or you know, when they get a quick time to listen by themselves. Okay, so the thing is that just use the old methods and kind of mix up your old and the new. But the next episode, we will get into promoting and the best ways to promote, the best ways to market, and all of that. But I just want to basically kind of, you know, do a welcome back podcast episode. And I want to thank y'all for listening, even after I've been away for quite some time. And if you want to personally, personally follow me on Instagram, on my social media page, you can follow me on Chanel the Boss Lady, or you can go in Beauty Boss's Instagram page, okay? So, y'all, just gear up, but like, make sure that you are ready for the next episodes. Once I drop episodes, and that's it for today. I love you guys so much. And guess what? We are going to be doing great things together. And I like to teach y'all and drop gems. And like, honestly, I do a lot of live free gems on my Instagram page, my personal Instagram page. So yeah, make sure that you're following me on Instagram, Chanel the Boss Lady. The boss is B-A-U-S-E lady. And I always drop free gems on live, and I don't post, unfortunately, because I will get deeper into that. But you guys, thank you for listening, and enjoy the rest of your day, and be safe and have a great summer. And together we will all win and we will all level up. And I appreciate all the listeners, and for the new listeners, I love y'all too. Mwah.